from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You want a smart, lasting, clean? Look into Zero Res, ZeroRes.com. Welcome back to the morning shift. We've got Nikki Noto Palmer, we got Squid, we got myself, we've got Dylon and Day Squared. And cut day, 4 p.m. tomorrow, Falcons have to have their 53-man roster established. And for some reason, Georgia and Clemson is going to be a noon kickoff on Saturday for week one.
Dude, I'm here. I'm so pumped for Saturday. Because we were talking about our weekend, me and the wife, and I was like, Friday and Sunday we are available. We are not available the Saturday because you got noon Georgia Clemson. Yeah, I say it with the P in there. That's the way you got to say it.
Clump.
3:30. You got Florida, Miami at Florida.
Ooh, so are we going to talk about that? How's your heart feeling? You ready?
I mean, you know.
Oh, no, Miami's back, right? Aren't they back?
They're back every year. I'm going to call a certain person at another radio station and talk some trash. But I'm that's at 3:30. So I'm like, man, it's going to be a great day. I cannot wait. And I think we're going to have this a lot more this year. I think there's going to be a lot less down weeks because of the Big Ten having 40 teams and the SEC having 20 teams, and I'm excited for this season.
Do you think that Florida's going to snap the 5-game losing streak?
Sure. They've got a chance. Graham Mertz might throw more 5-yard completions than DJ Uiagalelei did on Saturday.
That's a Bataan death march of a schedule though for the Gators.
Well, you know, we were talking about it the other day. If Florida can get to November with 6 wins, they might have a chance at being 6-7 because that schedule in November, it is by far the toughest college football schedule I have ever seen.
They've
in my
got
life.
What the Ravens and the Packers and then maybe Appalachian State.
You know, I think they have Kansas City to end the season. So I mean, what are you going to do? It's ridiculous.
I'm excited to watch LSU and USC in Vegas.
LSU?
Well, they're playing Southern Cal in Vegas. And so they're coming in with brand new quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, the Nussmeier will be
two
in there.
Those two fan bases in Vegas for a college football game, LSU specifically.
They're going to put on a clinic. They're going to show the people from Southern California how you do college football.
Right.
It's a shame those games aren't on campus, though. I understand the financial implications of neutral site games, but on
a night game in Baton Rouge, that would be
absolutely.
Oh, I mean, unbelievable.
That's Clemson incredible. Coming to Athens? Come on.
Or just imagine seeing the purple and gold out there in the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be just a cool scene. And, you know, but
I don't think LSU fans would like it. I think it's like too maybe hoity-toity and traditional for them. They just want to be
too much of a country club event.
Yeah, for sure.
This is not outside the stadium. It's not a country club, but inside, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, it might be a Dallas score. Because as of last year, neither one of those teams decided they wanted to play defense. I want to see how Southern Cal has improved in their trenches because, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's just a fun matchup, just seeing those two teams.
Traditional powerhouses.
Yeah.
All right, back to the NFL. Falcons have to get the roster down to 53 by 4 o'clock tomorrow. And Squid, we found that soundbite up with Terry Fontenot. What was the setup?
Yeah, so basically he talked about how they're not cutting down – for the season, they're doing it for week one, if that makes sense. So, let's hear from Terry.
So, we probably, I would say about a week and a half ago, me and Raheem sat down and we moved the magnets around on the board and we move around the digital board and we go through and we say, okay, gun to our head today, this is where we would be. Because you have to kind of go to the 48 and who the 48 you need up to beat Pittsburgh, and you kind of work backwards and you start working through all the different scenarios. And the other factors, like we were talking about earlier, there's 31 other rosters that we're studying right now, and Kyle Smith and Ryan Pace and the whole crew is back at the office right now and they're grinding through that. So, there are going to be some guys that we're excited about possibly on other teams. And so there's those variables in there.
Just that fact that I think his fans were like, oh, they're getting down. No, they're getting guys for the season. And they're basically just told you, no. I mean, unlike you and your fantasy league, they're not limited to how many moves they can make. So they can just roll people in and out. And to that point, they're only worried about getting the 48-man roster up because, you know, that's how many is going to be. You're talking about being active. You know, you're probably counting an emergency quarterback in that.
Yeah, the 49th, does that mean Taylor Heinicke survives? Are they going to address three quarterbacks?
I tend to think that he's not going to survive. And I was completely against that even 2 weeks ago. But the more we've looked at this and we've done the roster math, and you know, you start with 53, but you got three specialists. Well, now you're down to 50, and you got to take two quarterbacks away. But are you taking – so when you start doing all that, I think defensive line-wise, he might be a casualty to keep an extra defensive lineman or an edge guy. And you look at Pittsburgh, what is Pittsburgh going to want to do? What does Arthur Smith want to do? What do you want to do when you got two guys and quarterbacks that you don't know what they are? You're going to want to run the ball.
Well, let's hear from Mike Tomlin on who the hell the starting quarterback is going to be for the Steelers. He hasn't named one yet.
We'll make a decision at the end of our work week this upcoming week. We got 3 days of Steelers versus Steelers work, and why not do it then? It kind of, you know, minimizes the Steelers versus Steelers work when we start making decisions prior to the completion of that. We've got ample time to prepare for Atlanta and make whatever decisions or announcements regarding divisional labor or pecking orders and so forth. And so we'll do it at the end of the work week.
It's Justin Fields.
I love that guy.
Tomlin?
I love him.
Did he just use the word divisional labor? I don't even know.
He's not going to give you anything.
No.
Was he talking about football still?
Look, he'll take you down a path of just life anytime you talk to him, so you don't know where he's going to go, and that's why I love him so much.
Divisional labor.
Is he in politics now? What is he talking about? I think it's Russell Wilson.
I think he'll go with Russ, too.
I think he's going to go with the veteran guy who he thinks they can trust a little bit more and honestly, I don't know if he can trust either one of the guys because they both run into sacks. They find a way to get sacked.
Here's what I think is going to happen. He's going to start Justin Fields. They're going to drop 40 on the Falcons. Steelers are going to win big. Arthur Smith's going to run around the Mercedes-Benz Stadium floor shirtless triumphantly, and then after the game, he's going to proclaim, "This is my house." Like Deion Sanders did. That's what Arthur Smith's going to do.
I don't think that could be further from the truth.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
On both accounts.
What did you put in that coffee?
I'm trying to smell and confirm it is coffee. So.
Yeah, Nikki, you're going to need to move a little bit closer and figure out what
I don't think that's going to happen. I just wanted to do an absurdist scenario, which would be funny.
I think you have to go with Russ.
I don't know. I think all these buildings would be on fire. If that happened, like I think the city would just go into a complete riot. If Arthur Smith came in here with Justin Fields and dropped 40 points on this team, and you lost and you put up, let's just say you put up like 13, and you say you lost like 41-13, this city would implode. It would be on. There might not be a Mercedes-Benz Stadium after that.
I want to win because I'm doing a Falcons flyover from that brand new hotel across the way. So
that I've stayed there. That Signia, that place is unbelievable. And that bar that you're in, that is, it's a Nest, right? I think it's what they call it. They've got like a mini Halo board in there, just like the stadium has.
What floor is it on?
Fourth floor. Yeah, it's great. You need directions how to get there. You go to the elevator, take it to the fourth floor, take a left, Rob, and then another left, and it'll be right there, hit you in the face.
You'll have to text him that later.
I mean, seriously, I want them to win because I'm a Falcons fan.
I do too.
And because I do the games, and I want to win. I want to freaking play. I haven't done a playoff game since 2017. All right, I am dying for one. But to back to the roster, I think it's we've already seen some cuts. I think we saw around 13. Including guys like Donovan Mouton, who was unbelievable this preseason. There's still more to come. I don't know how they do this. Defensively, to me, is where the toughest decisions are.
Well, it's how many per position you're going to keep. I mean, different teams do it different ways.
Well, I want to keep 9 interior offensive linemen based on running the 3-4. I want to keep TQ Graham, Zach Harrison, Onyemata, Eddie Goldman, Kentavious Street, Grady Jarrett, Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro, I kind of want to keep Dorless as well, although I didn't think he looked that great on Friday night. But I think you keep a guy that you drafted, in the fourth round? I think you kind of want to keep a guy like that. But I thought Ruka Ro-Ro played pretty well in the preseason for the most part.
All right. As for, of course, we get Matthew Judon here in Atlanta. He had his time up there with the Patriots. Apparently, according to Albert Breer, the relationship became toxic.
Judon was not as well-liked by the coaches and front office people as you might have thought. Like, and that was really part of it at the end, was that they were just sick of him. They felt like there was the public facing Judon, and then there was Judon behind the scenes. And Judon behind the scenes had sort of become a little bit of an operator, and his act had worn thin with people inside the building. And it's something that was an issue in Baltimore, too, quite honestly. So it's not saying he's a bad guy, but there was some of this, again, like this sort of cheerleader stuff on social media that a lot of people in the organization would roll their eyes at. And then when he became a problem this summer, there was, all right, like, what do we do to move him off the roster now, because we're trying to build a new program and we don't want this hovering over us.
So how do you say, well, he's not a bad guy while saying he's basically a bad guy?
But when he said he was that guy in Baltimore too, you know what the common denominator was in both places? They didn't pay him. He just wants to get paid for what he's done. And
saying he was just salty.
Yeah, and I want a guy coming in here salty with an edge. That's what we always, you know, I don't want to hear from fans about, well, see, not the guy you want in here. All this fan base ever says is they don't care who the guy is as long as he produces, and then you're going to care who he is. For me, come in here, get your 12 sacks. I think I would take that number in a heartbeat. I'll take anything over 10, honestly, 10 or above. And then if you're here, and if you're not, you're not. But, yeah, he wore thin because he wanted to get paid, and he had $50 million in cap space in New England. And they extended other guys, and they didn't send a guy that got him a crap ton of sacks.
Well, the bottom line, I think any act in that locker room will not be tolerated when you have Kirk Cousins, Grady Jarrett, Jesse Bates. There's enough sheriffs in the locker room to say, uh-uh.
You're also not going to come in year one and do that kind of stuff, I don't think, unless you just don't want to get paid anywhere. Because if you don't come here and produce and you have good things said about you, teams are going to be skeptical after two other teams never paid you. You know, New England, I know, paid him when he first got there, but his contract's up. Pay him. You extended other guys, and he produced. And I've not heard a New England fan yet say, hey, you guys are lucky, man. He's a beast. I wish we still had him. Constantly. I had 5 or 6 going to me in the last 3 days tell me that.
All right, come back. Let's go back into college football and Georgia Tech. Is Georgia Tech really a dark horse in the ACC, like Nick Saban said? I tend to agree with that. That's next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 1990 Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.